Hi everyone, Bob Phillips. I'm still here with the IVR Arts Review. And, you know, last week I had a marvelous opportunity because I got to interview about seven artists down there in the gallery space of the Ontario College of Art and Design, which has now become a university. And Ron Naganash and I went upstairs into the gallery curator's office, and we chased poor Charles Reeves out of his office, and I thank him very much for that, Chemigwich, for allowing us the opportunity to chat. Because when you hear Ron chatting, you'll recognize the fact that he's just a down-to-earth guy like you and I. He's not somebody with his nose in the air because he happens to be an artist. I got to have a look at his work at the Gladstone Hotel, and believe me, he is a very, very powerful artist. So let's hear what Ron has to say.
Hi everyone, Bob Phillips here once again with the AVR Arts Review, and today I happen to be down here at OCAD, of all places, standing here with an incredible artist, Ron Naganash. How are you today, Ron?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Actually, extraordinarily well. Yeah. Did you realize that they have buffalo stew downstairs there?
Yes, I did. It's quite tasty.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's a marvelous way to welcome people here to what actually is. Do you mind if I ask what you are doing here at the OCAD?
I'm here with a group of Ottawa artists who have recently formed a collective. It's called 007, the Ottawa 007, myself, and Barry Ace, Rosalie Favelle, Leo Yerksa, Frank Chebaguet, actually something that's happened quite recently. So we received a space at Gladstone. We have a space at Gladstone Hotel Gallery.
Oh!
And we are exhibiting there.
Very good. In that case, I'll be down there for sure.
Welcome, because it's we were setting up, and it's an amazing show. It's well worth taking the time to go and visit it.
Now, unfortunately, I'm not as familiar with your work as I should be. I've heard your name many, many times in the arts community, but I haven't really tripped over it that much. Can you tell me something about the style that you work in or the kind of work?
Well, I'm known primarily for sculpture. I did some studying at Ottawa University, and I started working with found objects, garbage.
Oh!
Because I really hate to see all the garbage that's out in the street.
Yes.
And I've been known primarily for that. Recently, I've started to go into painting, doing painting. I've done all forms of art. I do drawings. Sculpture. I'm known primarily for sculpture. In 2008, I won the Premier's Award for Excellence in the Art, which is very nice. Very nice. Yeah, nice to have that recognition.
Oh, so, exactly.
A lot of my work has been shown internationally. I've been in a lot of different shows, group shows, all over the place. Probably. Well, I used to be better known there, but I'm starting to be better known in Canada, too.
Is there one particular location in terms of international that sticks out in your mind?
I was part of a group exhibition that happened in Odense in Denmark.
Oh, my!
And they invited 12 native artists. This was probably, I would guess, close to 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And they invited the artists there. They put us up for 2 months and gave us studio space to work to create art while we were there. And it was very nice. It was, you know, there was enough time to get to know the local artists, get to know people, and have the exhibit. And it was very nice to find out and how they treated us.
Which is extraordinarily nice, because that's not always the case here in Canada, where we're not always as well known.
No, this is true. This is true. Sometimes it's difficult for artists in Canada, because it's not the same kind of, I would say respect.
It's
you know, how they're perceived as being, like, it's like the artist is the low man in the totem pole, and he's not I mean, if not for the artists, then where would the galleries be, and where would the curators be, where would the institutions be without the artists creating art?
Yeah, it seems to be standing on its head.
Well, it's getting better. It's getting better. We got together as artists to sort of sidestep out of that and present the show without any curatorial input to say, okay, well, you can't show this, or these works don't go together, because we wanted to do our own artwork and put it together with other people's artwork, regardless of any kind of theme or anything. There doesn't have to be a theme. It's just presenting their artist choice of their work.
Well, 007, that's a very interesting name, because James Bond comes to mind immediately.
Well, when we first formed the collective, we met together. There was originally five of us, and we met in a small cafe in Ottawa, and we were trying to come up with a name for it. So Leo Yerxa looked up at a poster on the wall, because it's a retro movie place, and there was a Bruce Lee poster up there called The Five Fingers of Death, and he said, oh, we should call ourselves that, right? And then we kind of kicked that around, and then we came up with 007, because there were seven of us, so we said, oh, okay, that fits, so we went with that.
Yeah, that's probably a better comment on your artwork as well.
Really, because, I mean, my art personally deals with, in my sculpture, I deal with social issues, I deal with political issues, issues that affect Native people, but also stuff that affects everybody in the world. You know, we all live on this planet, and we got to look after it. So that's part of my philosophy and part of what I do in my art practice.
Which fits very well, because we are part of a larger group and interact with that. It doesn't mean to say we have to just restrict ourselves to Native issues. And the issues that are important to us are important to the mainstream as well.
Yeah, that's a very valid observation, because it's, I mean, if I can put a piece of sculpture out there that's made from garbage, and, you know, if someone buys that sculpture and that's the same garbage you threw away, I think, ooh, I'm really
exactly.
Doing something here, you know?
Exactly.
And if it inspires people to not throw the garbage away, you know, if they put me out of business by not throwing out garbage, I'd be happy.
Well, you're actually in very good company there, because it seems to me that there are a few prominent Native artists who actually do something very similar. If not garbage, then use found material, like Brian Youngen, for example, who comes to mind. Mm. So that. Is a very valid, and although you're taking it even one step farther by actually using material that was thrown away, is that correct?
Yes, it is. It is, and but I don't, you know, restrict myself to things that I can find. If there's, I hang around junkyards, and my backyard starts looking like a junkyard, which my wife doesn't like, but but every once in a while, there's a good piece that comes out of it, so it's well worth it to do that.
Well, 007 is the name of an artist collective. Rings a bell as well, because, you know, we at one point we had a Native group of seven who did extraordinarily well.
Yes, and I don't think we, you know, we're probably all aware of that, but it wasn't an exact reference to that. It was just more of a sort of a humorous take on it. But yeah, there have been some, you know, some very, very prominent artists who influenced the artists of today, like myself. I am not quite a contemporary of Norval Morrissey, though. They're a little older than I am, and a lot of those people have passed, or they've gone on, and I hope that my work will inspire some of the younger people who are coming up.
Which is inevitable. I mean, the torch that Norval Morrissey and Daphne Ojig and that group passed on has been taken up by you and other members. I've seen the work of some of these other people, like Barry Ace, for example. And again, it's groundbreaking. It's preparing the ground for the next generation. So that's marvelous.
Absolutely. Barry is a really good example of being a contemporary artist and yet doing traditional beadwork. He's doing traditional beadwork but incorporating electronic elements into it, using them as beadwork.
Oh, really?
And it's absolutely incredible. And, you know, that's something that's very innovative and that no one else is doing. There are some people doing it, but they're working at it in different ways. And it is really nice to be able to, that artists like this are showing the same traditional ideas, but bringing it into this century. And it's not just traditional craft anymore. It's beadwork itself, when you're doing it, is an art.
Yes.
And to add this other element to it, you're showing you're still respecting your culture, but using it in a modern way.
There are a lot of people that consider that Native culture is archaic, it's passed away, it's no longer valid, but that's not the case. Native culture survives just as well as everyone else's and is still very dynamic and changes to meet the needs of the situation, which your work and your dedication to art and moving it forward hopefully will be taken up by someone else who follows.
Well, I hope it will. I think it will. I mean, I can see it happening with the younger artists. I don't really participate in, say, powwows or things like that. I'm very comfortable in my identity as a Native person, but I'm just as comfortable with being a person who's living in this society.
Yes.
and having to adapt to that and work within that society. And I'm happy with that.
Well, I'm happy with it as well, because I happen to be a contemporary individual. I wasn't born in the 1800s. So living today the way I do is quite sound, and I don't have to be apologetic to anyone for that. Do you mind if I ask you if you're associated with any particular group, or are you Algonquin, or?
I'm Ojibwe Potawatomi.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
I grew up in central Georgian Bay Area of Ontario on the Magnetowan River. My mother's people were from Minnesota, and my father's people were Ojibwe, so that's where the Potawatomi and Ojibwe comes in.
Well, in that case, because unfortunately it's coming up on the end of a segment here, and since you're Ojibwe, perhaps you would understand if I said chi 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 miigwech to you.
Ah, miigwech.